Good evening. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. The weather today is mild, with clear skies over Jerusalem and Tel Aviv. Haifa enjoys a gentle breeze, while Ain Lut remains warm as the sun sets. Here are today's headlines. First, Netanyahu in Lebanon. As long as Hezbollah threatens us, we stay, reports Ynet from earlier this hour. Also, hostage families and the October Council announce a march along the Gaza border, marking 10-0-0 days since October 7th, according to the Jerusalem Post, just in. Also this hour, voices in Lebanon discuss when Hezbollah might use its doomsday weapon, as reported by Israel Hayom. Separately, 53 Israeli cities unite to pursue the new Silk Road Initiative, says I-24 News, in the past hour. And finally, pro-Palestinian legislation gains support upstate alongside news of a former IDF media chief taking on a new role, JTA reported earlier today. Reaction has been swift on social media. Netanyahu reiterated his stance on southern Lebanon, with I-24NEWS English noting his firm position against Hezbollah just minutes ago. Al Arabiya English shared insights from international peace negotiator Nomi Bar Yaakov, who commented on the political challenges and upcoming elections, posting just now. The Israeli Foreign Ministry highlighted the suppression faced by Gazans protesting against Hamas, emphasizing the violent tactics used, in a post from earlier. Let's go deeper, starting with Prime Minister Netanyahu's visit to Lebanon. According to Ynet, he toured the IDF buffer zone with Defense Minister Israel Katz. This visit underscores Israel's stance against Hezbollah amid ongoing regional tensions. The implications for regional stability remain significant as both countries navigate this delicate situation. Turning to the planned march along the Gaza border, the Jerusalem Post reports that it's organized by hostage families and the October Council. They aim to commemorate the events of October 7th and raise awareness about the continued impact on affected communities. This march highlights the persistent calls for peace and justice in the region. Meanwhile, Israel Hayom highlights the complex reactions within Lebanon regarding Hezbollah's potential use of its doomsday weapon. The recent framework agreement with Israel has sparked varied responses, reflecting the intricate political landscape of Lebanon. This development could influence future diplomatic interactions significantly. Separately, I-24 News reports on Israeli cities collaborating for the Silk Road project. This initiative marks an effort to bolster economic ties and infrastructure development across the region. The success of this project could redefine trade routes and economic partnerships. Finally, JTA covers the growing support for pro-Palestinian legislation led by Mamdani in New York. Alongside, a former IDF media chief becomes Israel's spokesperson at the UN. These developments reflect shifting diplomatic dynamics and the ongoing dialogue surrounding Israel's international presence. On the economic front. First, Globes reports that the savings reform has impacted investment provident funds, with tax benefits now distributed across various savings instruments. This change affects how individuals and institutions plan their finances. Separately, Israel Hayom Business highlights efforts to reduce economic disparities, emphasizing the role of a key company in managing significant financial activities for authorities. This initiative aims to balance economic growth across different regions. And finally, CTEC reports that Palo Alto founder Nir Zuk has received regulatory approval to become a major shareholder in U.S. Liberty Bank. This move signifies a notable expansion of Israeli entrepreneurship into the American banking sector. That's your Israel 18 News update for evening. We'll be back with more at 10:00 p.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.